I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Efrain Nieves. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Lansing Lugnuts, pitcher. Efrain, first things first, you've been a starter before, you're a reliever right now with the Lugnuts. What's the difference for you between being a starting pitcher and a reliever?
Honestly, like for me, is I don't have a difference whether I'm starting or reliever. Obviously, when you relieve, you got to come more focused to the mound because you got to know the situation, your surroundings. If there's a play on, you got to know what are you doing before you even go in the game as a reliever. And as a starter, you're a little bit, I'll say, like more relaxed because you got more chances to get out of jams and all that. But to me, honestly, I have no personal difference of that. My main goal is just to give my 100% and try to be as better player I could be for the team that day, whether it's a starting, relieving, or just be a cheerleader in the dugout.
What type of pitcher are you?
Well, I'm a sinker baller guy. Mainly my goal is I'm a contact pitcher, so my goal is just to get ground balls.
What pitches do you throw?
I throw a fastball, actually two-seam, sinker, changeup, and a curveball.
I see you wearing glasses out there on the rubber. Why?
It's kind of hard for me to see the signs, so they're prescription. I try contacts, but it's kind of hard for me to get them in and get them out, so I just went with the old school and just get a pair of
sports glasses. They look good. When did you get this pair?
I got them in 2008, and then like every year I just order the lens, because every year it's going to change by a little bit.
Out of Bayamon, Puerto Rico, you went to the Puerto Rico Baseball Academy. What was that like?
Oh, it was definitely a new experience for me. I went there my senior year, and it's something that really helped me do the transition from being an amateur ball player to become a professional baseball player, because all the guys are there, like coaches, instructors, all of them went through the minor league system. Most of them made it to the major league, so being able to have that experience and then use it before you sign, it was a plus, so that way I can adapt to the minor league system before I even got signed.
What have you learned about pitching now that you are a professional, that you would go back and tell your younger self, here, now learn this?
Oh, definitely would be disciplined. Be disciplined in this sport. Try to do as much as you can, like outside of the field, because you're already going to spend, 8-9 hours in the field. So you got to work yourself. You got to prepare yourself off the field, whether it's sleeping the right amount of hours, eating at the certain times, and definitely rest is a big important factor pretty much in all sports. So that's something that I really would encourage anybody. And when I go back home, I tell it to the young guys, like they're in school right now. So I tell them, like, be disciplined in school. School comes first. Baseball is just a hobby until it becomes your job. When it becomes your job, then that's your 110% got to go to that. Whether it's working in the gym, running in the track, or coming every day and busting yourself to become a better player.
It's very wise. When did you start to realize, I got to start taking care of myself, whether it's through sleep, whether it's through what you eat?
To be honest, it was kind of hard for me. I got signed at 17 years old, a little immature. And I think that's one of the factors that really helped me out throughout my career, is knowing that being able to mature in certain situations. But I have to say, it took me a good 2-3 years being a professional baseball player to realize what were my goals, what I had to do every day to prepare myself to be ready for every game.
Has there been a moment where suddenly pitching got easy for you, whether it was a light bulb that came on, something that you were working on that you suddenly understood, where pitching suddenly became so much easier?
You're not going to believe me if I say when I came down here, I was working something in Florida, something mechanically wise that I thought it was going to be, I hoped it was going to be better for me. But once I got down here and I started incorporating it into the game, I actually saw the result, what I was looking for. And that it's not that made my throwing a baseball or pitching in a game easier. It just made me realize that the little stuff I was working on is actually paying off with the results in the game.
I was talking with Vince Horsman, the pitching coach, and I said, you're making baseball look easy. Anytime you step out there to the mound, we know what to expect from you. And he said, I love having him in my bullpen. What was it? What were you working on?
Just staying back a little bit, because I know people that have seen me play, they know I got a long delivery arm. Yeah, like I get way back. pretty much I show the ball to the players, to the hitters. But I can't change that. I already tried it. It's hard for me because it's something that I've been doing pretty much my whole baseball career since I was a little kid. So I just more basically just stay back a little bit more on the rubber so I can allow time and so my arm could catch up with my body. So that way, whenever my foot strike and I land, everything is in position to deliver the ball.
Speaking with Efrain Nieves of the Lansing Lugnuts bullpen, you were drafted by the Brewers, then you went to the Detroit Tigers, and then you were selected by the Toronto Blue Jays in the Rule 5 draft. What is the difference between pitching in these different organizations?
Honestly, there's no different. I mean, either way, I always say since I got released by the Brewers, I always said that either way, if they send me to Dominican Summer League or they send me to Lansing I'm now, or even if I'm AAA next year, whatever it is, I still got to do my job. Still got to come to the ballpark every day and prepare myself, throw quality strikes, and everything's going to take care of itself.
Did you know there was a chance that you might be selected in the Rule 5 draft?
Honestly, no.
Surprise.
Yeah, not a shot. I was just happy because of the fact that I already signed with Detroit. I was happy enough that I had a job. And then it's a fun story. I was working out in the gym in the morning, and all of a sudden I got 20 different missed calls from different numbers that I didn't have in my contacts. Then I have a bunch of messages. My girlfriend is the first one that I answered because she was the last one who called me. So I'm like, I'm freaking out. Thought something happened. And she explained, what's the Rule 5 draft? So I explained to her, and they said, well, everybody's like congratulating you on Facebook and calling me saying like Toronto Blue Jays picked you in Rule 5. And it didn't hit me at the moment. I was like, no way. I mean, I don't see that happening right now. Something like that. But then once I talked to my agent and I was like, oh, that's a tremendous opportunity for me to be able to come to a new organization and being able to give my everything to them.
You're taking advantage of it. Efrain, it's very good to meet you, and we wish you the best. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. Anytime.
Lugnuts pitcher Efrain Nieves. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.